許可取らなきゃダメじゃない？取るのに。
うん。Let's start. Let's start.
Okay.
We are student of Sapporo Intercultural High School.
Okay.
Can we ask some questions to you?
Absolutely.
At first, this interview might be broadcast on a local radio.
Okay.
Is there any information you don't want to be broadcasted, such as your name, nationality, the name of your college, major, anything else? Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Or you can solve it.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
What?
Korea?
言ったからこっちでいいよ。
Oh, what country are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Oh. Oh, Canada is good. Thank you. Thank you.
How long have you been in Japan?
4 months.
I came in April.
What do you do here in Sapporo?
I'm an exchange student at Hokudai.
You can continue.
Okay.
That's different.
Seems. Did you understand?
Yeah. So.
Toza.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
You're good. Hungry.
What country are you from?
Actually, I'm from Japan. I'm Japanese. But I have a kind of background. I was in Hawaii like for 3 years when I was junior high school. So I kind of have both identity, like Japanese and American kind of thing. Yeah.
My
father's business. Oh. Yeah, because of that. Just.
Yes. Oh, they forgot to do the warning thing. This interview may be broadcast on local radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait, you should do the...
No F words.
This part. Yes,
no
nice.
F words. Okay, cool.
Is there any information you don't want to be broadcasted, such as your name, nationality, the name of your college major, so on?
Okay. You did already?
Yeah, I said it was fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fine too. So, should I start?
It's digital, yes. Yeah, it's all good.
Let's ask some questions.
So, it started, they started the first one. So, I guess that one doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
What do you do here in Sapporo?
Actually, I'm a student. I mean, Hokudai student here. But at the same time, I'm actually working at the student international student support desk. So like I'm actually working here and also studying like some building or something like that. But actually, I just finished taking many classes. So like I'm not actually taking the classes, but I just come here and work or just study and just try to finish my the senior thesis. Yeah, because I'm going to graduate like this year. So like I hope I can finish my graduate thesis.
What is the most surprising thing in Japan?
That would probably be better for me.
That in Japan, people ride their bicycles on the sidewalk. I was surprised. Because in Canada, some people do, but it's illegal. They're really not supposed. Illegal. They're really not supposed to. But everyone does it here. I don't. Yes, nobody cares here. But in Canada, it's illegal. It's very. Yeah, it's bad to ride your bike. Yeah, if they catch you. Yeah. little children, it's okay, but not adults. So how about Hawaii? What surprised you about Hawaii?
Everybody wears so many rocks and then don't care about details, and everything is so slow and relaxed and something like that. So for example, the bus, I mean the public bus, you know, here the bus always like on time, like all the time, but like in Hawaii always like late for like 30 minutes and 1 hour and stuff. And the reason is like because of like the driver's personal like reason. For example, like because drivers really like thirsty and then just go get some drink and stuff like that. So like everything just comes from really private reason and stuff like that. I really couldn't stand it. So I was I just came from Japan, and then the where everything is so like neat and so like on time and stuff. But like they're so different. So like, yeah, Hawaii. It was like, come on, Hawaii. You guys so late. All the time.
We will go to Hawaii as a school trip.
Really?
Yes.
So where in Hawaii is Hawaii?
Where?
It's Honolulu. Where in Hawaii are you guys going?
Honolulu?
Yeah.
So please tell me about favorite spot.
Sure. I mean, favorite spot for Japanese or like in general? I mean, okay. As you guys know, like Waikiki, do you know where is Waikiki? It's a really, really famous place for Japanese. So, like, I think maybe you will feel like you guys are in Japan because there's so many Japanese. I think maybe over 80% of the total population in Waikiki is like Japanese, actually. So like, yeah, there's so many Japanese restaurants, so many Japanese stuff there. But if you want to just experience some local things, I think you better like go up to the north. Because on the north area, there are so many like the local shops and then the surfing spot and stuff like that. So like you guys can really explore like a different kind of Hawaii, other than Waikiki, you know. Waikiki is also really good because you guys feel really secure because many Japanese here and the shop workers also can speak Japanese at the time. So like it's pretty good. But like yeah, as I said, if you wanna be like more local and you wanna try something local, I think maybe you should go up to the north, or I think east is also really good. So like east side, so like they're like the local really famous pancakes place, or like some beach and stuff like that. So like I think I don't recommend you guys to just stuck in the Waikiki, but I think you guys should just go around and just enjoy the island, because the Oahu island is just really small actually. So if you have a bike or if you have a car, you can just travel like maybe within 2 hours or something. You can just go around the island. Yeah, exactly. So like,
it's very convenient.
Exactly, yeah. So yeah, that's my recommendation or some advice and stuff. Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Why are you interested in foreign country?
Growing up, I went to a church that had a lot of people that went to different countries as missionaries. And so I've always been interested in different cultures. And then Japan specifically, there was a couple that went to my church that they came to Japan in 1958. And then they left in 1990 in there. And so I remember them coming on visits and stuff, and so I've always been kind of interested in Japan because of the relationships I made. And then after they retired, some of their friends from Japan would come and visit them, and so got to know different Japanese people as well. Yeah. How about you? Yeah.
Me? I don't know, but maybe... my father is actually Korean. My father is Korean, but he actually didn't speak to me in Korean. So like I actually didn't notice that he was Korean when I was high school student. My father just told me that I'm actually Korean, but because like he just always kept speaking in Japanese, and he actually doesn't have any the Korean accent. So like I actually didn't notice that he was Korean, but anyway, he's Korean. So like I think I have to have an interest in Korean, but and then actually the what? Okay, no. And then yeah, so like maybe I think I kind of have interest in Korean too, and Korea too, and then also like Hawaii, because I studied in Hawaii too. So I don't know. Yeah, but I'm a really international person. So, like, hopefully if I get a lot of money and just I afford to, like, study abroad or, like, just travel, I really want to go, like, somewhere else from Japan. Yeah, definitely. Yes.
How about you?
Yeah, how about you guys?
Why are you interested?
I can interview you. Yeah. Do you have, like...
Do you have interest in international travel?
International travel?
Yeah. Travel. Or, like, study abroad.
Or study abroad. Or... Anything like that.
I'm interested in...
Yeah?
Yes. You want to study abroad?
Yes, I want to study abroad.
Where?
Where
do you want to go?
I want to Canada.
You want to go to Canada?
Yes. Oh, because my ART is Canadian, and my brother went to Canada to study abroad. So they told me, Canada is very beautiful. Very nice. Yes, the very nice. Yeah. So I want to.
Yeah.
Go.
What part of Canada did your brother go to?
Do you remember?
Only the culture. Also their manners, their thinking style, something.
Island? But yes.
Vancouver Island?
No.
Prince Edward Island?
I heard Nanaimo.
Nanaimo?
Yes.
Nanaimo.
Oh, do you?
I know it. Yes.
Thank you.
It's by Vancouver Island. Yeah, it's on the west coast.
Yes,
Nanaimo.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never been, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
So very good.
Yes.
My brother says yes. So.
Yes. It's warmer than Sapporo. In, yeah, Vancouver Island and the Nanaimo area. It's actually, they don't get snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. How about you? Are you interested in being an exchange student or traveling?
Yes. Yes. I'm interested in.
Yeah. Where would you like to go?
I want to go to America.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Hawaii.
Where?
Nobles. Nobles. Nobles and...
Is that the name of the city? Or?
Oh, name of school?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I want to go to Nobles and...
Exchange student.
Oh, yeah. Exchange student. Mm. I want to go to Nobles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In high school?
Yes, oh, in high school. Oh, okay.
Nice. I'm interested in America too.
Yeah
Hawaii.
Hawaii! Yeah. You know, like, many people say that if you go to Hawaii, and especially if you're Japanese, you cannot speak English because there are so many Japanese. But that's lie, actually. It's not. But it totally depends on you guys. So, like, if you just stick with Japanese people, you actually cannot practice English. But, like, Hawaii is really diverse. There are so many people from different countries. So, like, it's a pretty diverse place. So, like, it totally depends on you. Like, if you try to, like, make a friend with people from different countries, you can definitely speak in English as well. So, like, I really recommend to go. That's like a paradise. It's like a paradise. So good.
I want to go to England.
England.
Nice. I like England.
Because I like Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Do you like the UK accent? Like, an English accent? It's like a kind of different from the American accent. Yeah.
Accent.
Yeah. Is it hard? So, in English, no accent. What do you like?
I don't know.
I think almost student of this school, are interested in foreign country.
Yes.
So my school have many kinds of please tell me, 留学 in English. Please tell me, study abroad program. The school has, so.
Yeah. Our school has four courses. So we are in international course, so we study English, and when we will be second grade, we have to study
second language. Oh, wow. Yeah, for example, Chinese,
Korean. Russian, French. We don't have study. French. So we.
German?
No.
Not German.
So we can choose second language.
Yeah. Wow. What do you guys know? Which second language you want to try?
What do you have in mind?
Do you have any ideas?
What language did you select?
Did you already decided?
Yes. Korean.
Oh, Korean.
Yes.
How about you?
Chinese.
Chinese.
Yeah. I'm Chinese too.
Chinese too.
Why Chinese?
There are a lot of Chinese in Japan now, so I want to learn Chinese.
That's true, there are a lot of Chinese people in Japan.
There's a reason to.
Especially in Sapporo.
When I was junior high school student, I watched Korean drama.
Okay,
yes, and I want to work at the airport in the future, so we have to study Korean or Chinese, and so I'm interested in Korea, so I choose Korean.
Makes sense.
Cool. Good luck.
Thank you.
How about you? You are yes too. Yes.
When I go to shopping, and I hear Chinese, so I want to understand.
Can you speak second language?
I used to speak Spanish because I was second to Spanish class, but I gave up. And then now I can just introduce myself, like, hola, que tal, and then me llamo Takumi and stuff like that, but I just forgot the most of the things, so I think I can also speak Spanish, right?
How about you? I speak a little bit of Japanese.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm actually teaching Japanese too.
Yes, he's a good sensei.
Yeah, he's really nice, yes. She's improving her Japanese really good.
Thank you.
What Japanese words do you like the best?
It is tough. I really like walibikiken because it's fun to say.
What is that?
Walibikiken.
It's also very handy. Walibikiken.
Yes. I love that word too. Body
the kitchen, yes. What is your favorite English word?
Oh yeah, that's
right. Oh. Terrifying.
Yeah. It's fair, yes.
English
fair.
Word.
English word.
Body the kitchen? Discount. Discount. Any word is fine. Just
say something.
I like genius.
Genius.
But I'm not genius.
You will be genius.
Cheap?
No.
What do you think?
Well,
Danger.
Danger?
Danger. Danger.
Why do you
lie? Challenge, challenge, challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah, no, no, challenge. I like it, yeah.
There is this corporation.
I like everything. Yes.
Yes.
It's encompassing.
Yeah.
Our heart is very beautiful.
Any other question?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
How about you?
What?
Hey guys, get the mix up.
We gotta share.
Mix up.
Oh, really?
Mm.
What is mix up? I don't know. Are we supposed to
mix it up?
I don't know.
Do we just get together and just share something? I don't know.
I don't know. Mm.
We must move.
Maybe we must talk with other exchanges.
Oh, we're gonna change the group or something.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Everyone's talking.
Maybe I think me and the party just go and move together.
Yeah, well, yeah, why don't we move and then okay. We'll send someone.
Okay. I don't know, I'm just guessing, sorry.
I don't know. We'll try that.
He just didn't mix it up.
So I don't know. What. Yeah.
But I think this activity is very interesting. I think this activity is very interesting.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I think so too, so much. Yeah.
Hello, guys.
Everyone's having a good conversation.
Do you have, like, other questions or something?
So don't you have a question to them?
We actually did.
We're going back and forth.
But she has a paper.
She has a paper. So why don't you? You know, one.
Do you have any question?
I wonder why you wear this jacket. No, no, how do you say?
Vest.
Vest, but you don't need.
Is it? Oh.
Because it's hot.
We have two types of school uniform in summer, so we can choose.
I don't have this uniform.
Ah, so you don't need to buy both.
So
you just choose what you want.
I will buy this clothing last year. Last year, no. Next year. Next year. This year, sorry.
Okay, so.
Any questions?
Any questions?
Who is the most famous Japanese person in your country?
Who is the most famous? Oh, like maybe in Canada.
In Canada.
Jackie Chan, just kidding.
We're just kidding.
I was totally kidding.
You're gonna change the group?
I'm someone to do with anime. Anime is very famous. Ghibli Theater. Like, let's go with that.
So we're supposed to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're actually.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
I think maybe we should go there.
Just go there?
Yeah. Hello.
Where are you from?
America.
America. America. Yeah. You want to go to America?
Oh, you why don't you go to America?
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, what? Washington. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you should. I live in Oregon, which is just south of Washington.
Ooh.
So super close. Super awesome place. You need to go.
So this interview may be broadcast on a local radio. And is there any information you don't want to be broadcast, such as your name, nationality, the name of your college major, so on?
Don't worry about that. Everything's good.
Thank you.
How long have you been in Japan?
I've been here since April.
Three months.
So please ask her the same question.
Oh yeah.
Confidentiality.
How long have you been in Japan?
Three and a half years.
This interview might be broadcast on a local radio. Is there any information you don't want to be broadcast, such as your name, nationality, the name of your college major, and anything else? Yeah, okay.
Yes, fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you like the best in Japan? Japanese?
What Japanese word do you like?
Maybe you should go first.
could you repeat the question?
What Japanese words do you like the best?
What?
Japanese word?
What? it's difficult. There's a sound. It's called, sound. There's a song. Ueo muite aroko. I like it. Yeah, song.
I know.
Yeah, I like this word.
Oh,
yeah.
So how about you? So my favorite Japanese word, kotoba. Pickle, pickle.
Pickle, pickle. Good.
Why did you come to Japan?
I had to go first.
To study in a graduate school. I finished bachelor in my country, and I studied Japanese language at university for 4 years.
And I always wanted to come to Japan, but didn't have opportunity to come. But and then I decided to enter a graduate school in environmental science and came to Japan.
I also want to come to Japan since I was a child, so this was kind of like my opportunity to come and work on my Japanese, so I took it.
Are you going to do some TV program or something? Are you going to do a TV program or something?
Maybe radio program.
Yes. Radio program.
Yeah, really. Local radio.
My English is not good, so.
So, but 2 weeks later, they will come to join the Somen Nagasu.
Yes.
Maybe today it's like a practice for
to communicate.
Yeah.
Which high school do you?
We are a student of Sapporo Intercultural High School. Do you know?
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where?
I don't know.
Akitaku. Shinkawa 71. Shinkawa.
About how long does it take?
How long does it take?
It's our school from here.
Maybe by taxi?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long?
Did we spend?
10 minutes?
Not 30 minutes?
About 30
minutes? Really?
Really?
But
Shinkawa is very
famous. A little for.
Is it not close to the Kita Nijiyojo?
Yes.
Naku.
Yes.
Is it a bus station Shinkawa?
Bus station Shinkawa.
Bus station Shinkawa.
Yes.
Here.
インターネットに写真を載せても構いませんか。嫌だったらどうしよう。
大丈夫です。
インターネットとしたら高校のウェブサイトで。
NPO のこの活動のホームページ。
どうしよう。研究とか就職とかに差し障る人とかもいるので、ちょっとでもなんかヘルケートするようだったら多分行くのって言っといた方が
いい。じゃあちょっと ずらしますか。どうしよう。後ろからならいいですか。後ろからならこの辺に立ちますか。この辺に。ごめんなさい。そしたらちょっと雰囲気だけ撮ります。
面白い。
どうもありがとう。
はい。
question?
Who is the most famous Japanese person in your country?
Probably the singer Utada Hikaru.
Maybe Prime Minister Abe Shinzo, because he is now in Mongolia. He's visiting Mongolia for SM conference. So maybe.
Abe Shinzo, yeah.
No.
Do you know any Japanese songs?
Do I know any Japanese songs? Recently, I know a lot of Bump of Chicken songs.
How about you?
Yeah, I know some Japanese songs, but it's very old songs. Like Mirai. Kidoro.
I would play video games, and the opening song would be their music. So then I went onto YouTube and I looked up the song, and I just kept finding new songs.
Which video game?
Tales of the Abyss. Tales of the Abyss.
Game?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know.
Do you like play games?
Is this a Japanese game or?
Yeah, it's a Japanese game that's been translated into English.
What Japanese comics do you like the best? Japanese anime.
Have you ever seen Japanese anime?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Which anime?
I would say right now my favorites are Naruto and and Fairy Tail.
How about you?
Yeah, I like Japanese animes. Also, they are very famous in the world. Even in Mongolia, many people like Japanese animes. In Mongolian TV, Naruto, Doraemon is broadcasted. And people like that. And also here I watch Yokayuchi, Pokemon. Yeah, I like watching.
Japanese anime is very popular.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you? High school? Which animation or comic is the most common? Personally,
anime, comic,
anime.
Yeah, it's really, really popular in America. really popular. When I was a child, that was a popular show too. I was too scared to watch it though.
Do you have some troubles about different culture between Japan and your country?
I would say one of the more difficult things is figuring out who your senpai is and who's kohai. That's really difficult. And like how you would talk to them versus how you would talk to like a friend. So I'd say like the hierarchy is really difficult.
I don't much trouble during my stay in Japan. Just some little problems, but it's nice when we can fix it when we talk and when we communicate with people. So no problem. Anyway, in Mongolia, in any other countries, people have trouble. So the same.
Do you like Sapporo?
I really like it.
Please tell me more.
It's actually really similar to where I come from, which is Portland. So like the weather and things are, it's kind of like similar, like atmosphere, environment, and like weather. I like how you can like use a bicycle everywhere. Back home, you pretty much need a car, and it's really expensive to have a car, so it's really nice to have just like a bicycle to get around. Everyone's here really nice, really helpful. What about you?
Yeah, I like very much Sapporo because in other parts of Japan, in summer it's very hot. Yeah, and in Mongolia usually it's in winter very cold, and summer it's like in Sapporo. So I really like weather in Sapporo, and also Japanese people are very kind and helps a lot. So I like Sapporo.
Do you have any questions?
You don't
have any questions.
How long have you guys been studying English for?
How long?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, me too. Junior high school?
Yes. Yeah, from junior high school.
A little we studied in elementary school. Mm. Yes. Yeah. So about 5 years.
But we can't speak English but not well.
Yes.
Well, so.
You guys are doing great so far, so I don't know what you're talking about.
When you live in each country, how imagination did you have
of Japan?
Of Japan, yes.
I would say, like, overall, like, a very safe country in comparison to a lot of other places. So that was one of the nice things about coming here. And then there's, like, the stereotypical image of, like, kimono, samurai, ninja, sushi, so those things. But definitely before I came here, I imagined that it was a safe country filled with, like, people, like, honest people, good people, that it was a good place to study.
I'm so glad.
Japan is known high technology, electrical devices and vehicles, cars, like that. And very keeps ancient history until now, and keeps the traditional custom very
I guess.
I guess I'll just leave this.
No, it's fine.
Might be. This interview might be broadcast on a local radio. Is there any information you don't want to be broadcasted, such as your name, nationality, the name of your college major, so, and so on?
No problem. I've already been on the radio once, so everyone already knows.
Really? Thank you.
Famous person right here.
What country are you from?
I'm from America.
Oh, America.
I was born in Taiwan, and when I was a child, I moved to America, to California, from Taiwan.
What part of California?
I'm from the northern part of California, near San Francisco. Yeah. And I'm currently a second-year student at Hokkaido University. And my major is Japanese studies.
So what Japanese word do you like the best?
Word,
yes.
I think my favorite Japanese word, I like it because it's very hard to explain and no one knows how to explain it.
Great.
But wabi-sabi.
Wabi-sabi.
Yeah. I think it's a very interesting concept.
Like wasabi?
No.
We'll just leave it at that.
But, you know, wabi-sabi is about finding beauty and appreciation in imperfections in everyday life.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
I was just like, I like pickle. And you're like, word that's like beauty in everything and philosophical.
But I mean, yeah, because it sounds like wasabi.
Yeah, it does.
How long have you been in Japan?
About 2 years now.
Oh, so long!
Do you like this city?
Sapporo.
Yeah. So-so.
I like Sapporo now.
Yeah.
I don't like Sapporo in winter.
Ah, yeah, I think so too. So, yeah.
A lot of snow.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous Japanese person in your country?
In my country?
Yes, America.
I think everyone knows Ichiro.
Ah, baseball player.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about baseball. I don't even watch baseball, but I know it's very famous.
Really?
Yeah. At least that's what I think. Who do you think is?
I said Utada Hikaru.
But she doesn't live in the States.
No, but like her songs are like pretty popular. So.
Yeah, I didn't really know.
She started singing. I
saw that on iTunes. I was like, oh, hisashiburi. So, what do you like about Japanese custom and lifestyle?
Convenience,
benrisa.
Ah, it's both good and bad. I like going to konbini and things like that, and having ATM everywhere. Like, for example, I can just go to a mutual and use ATM there. But the ATM closes, which I do not like.
I don't understand this either.
And also,
what do you mean it's not 24 hours?
There's also vending machines, jihanki, everywhere, which is very nice. But I feel like because there's so many konbini and jihanki, I'm getting a little bit fatter recently. Putting on a little bit of weight. Yeah.
So, what favorite food in konbini?
I think not just konbini, but even here at Daigaku or at university. I think onigiri. I never get tired of eating onigiri, and it's very cheap. It's only 100 yen most of the time. So, if I don't know what to get at konbini, I always get onigiri. Yeah.
Onigiri. It's so good. Like you said, like you never get tired of it. And now I'm like, how am I gonna make this when I get home? So good.
And in Taiwan, we also have a lot of konbini, so we have like 7-Eleven and Family Mart. And I've grown up eating onigiri from 7-Eleven and Family Mart in Taiwan, so it feels very comfortable, like a part of home here. So.
In konbini, I usually buy okashi, sweets, and... Yeah, they are delicious. I like.
What snack do you like the best?
Gumi?
Gumi. Just in the convenience store or in general? Melonpan.
I like dagashi. Like small, cheap dagashi. My favorite has to be watapachi.
Ah, yeah!
That's my favorite. So watapachi is wataame. So like cotton candy with like these like fizzy little rocks inside. So it's like pop rocks and cotton candy in one thing. And it's, yeah.
Why has no one told me this before?
Like for example, I usually go to like 100 yen king, like Daiso, and I buy a watapachi, and I'll take it to the movie theater, and I'll eat some watapachi, because there's no watapachi at the movie theater. So. Yeah.
Any question? Yeah.
Which convenience store do you like the best? Why?
I think if you're in Hokkaido or Tohoku, you have to have Seikomato. Seikomart, I think, is the cheapest. And you can actually also get fresh produce, like vegetables and fruits at Seikomart. I think that's very convenient.
Yeah.
why has no one told me these things?
I just keep going to 7-Eleven because I can use the ATM there with my American card, so I just keep going there.
How about you?
I usually go Lawson, close to my home, and also many types of food over there, various food over there.
So you can't see all of them in Japan. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Why should we careful when we visited foreign countries?
I think
it depends on the country, yeah, for sure.
But I think in a lot of cases, when you go abroad, it's always important to have a friend. Right, maybe not someone who goes with you, but someone you can talk to or contact when you're there. So in case something happens, then you can always have someone to talk to. So if something really bad, like if you lose your passport, or just something very simple like what's a tasty restaurant, I think it's important to, you know, have a friend or someone to talk to. You know, it's very important to have contact. Yeah. So like recently, maybe if you don't have any friends and you go by yourself, you can make friends while you travel. So, like, you can go to places like couch surfing or social hostels or Airbnb, like Minpaku, and then you can meet new people there and travel along. So, yeah, I think that's very important, to travel with somebody or to meet people along.
Thank you.
I would say... just kind of like knowing the country a little bit beforehand and maybe a little bit about like the native language that they speak, so you know enough to kind of get by. And then of course having like an emergency contact or like someone you can rely on in case something happens. But I'd also say like doing a little bit of research beforehand is a good idea as well.
Yeah, I think language is very, very important.
Yes.
So maybe if you can't speak it, right, it's a way of showing your respect, right? So if someone from another country suddenly came and they started speaking something and you didn't even know and they didn't try, then it's tiring, right? It's stressful. It's pressuring. For example, this spring break, I had the chance to go to France. I don't know any French. I can't speak French. But I do know, you know, bonjour, merci, right? Even if I can only say bonjour, instead of saying hello when I say bonjour, people will act nicer, right? Because they see that you're trying.
Yeah, they said almost everything. Just in addition, it's better have more information about the place you're going. For example, there's a book, Chikyu no Arukikata. You can read about the place, and also you can search information on the internet. And if you are going for a short trip to 1-2 days, and there's no one you know, it's better to collect information about the place. In that case, should be fine.
Thank you.
Would you like tea or water?
Almost students of this school are interested in foreign countries. So please tell us about your favorite place in America and in Mongol.
Favorite place. Probably in Oregon. I'd probably say like either like the beach or the mountains. I really like those places. It's just really calm and peaceful. It's, I always have like a lot of good memories there, and they're good places.
I think San Francisco is a very nice place to visit. San Francisco has a lot of culture and history behind it, and there's lots of different people. So you have people from different backgrounds, you know, white, black, Asian, right, Indian, Mexican. And so a lot of these people have their own little groups. And so you can learn about different cultures there. But there's also a mix between the groups too, right? So there's people who are both Chinese and both Indian and things like that. And there's a good way to experience, you know, for example, the traditional culture of different ethnic groups, and also, like, you know, different foods and things like that. And people are generally very, very open, very nice in San Francisco. It's also a very cool place. Even in summer, it doesn't get very hot, and it's right next to the ocean.
In Mongolia, you can go to countryside. Many places, beautiful scenery, lakes, and mountains, wild animals, and also you can enjoy, if you go to a tourist camp, you can enjoy riding a horse. Even you can have a horse riding trip for some days.
Thank you.
Feel free to ask anything you like. We're here. So.
Anything.
You can ask about Hokudai too if you like. Anything is fine.
About Hokudai?
Anything is fine.
Hokudai?
Or something you want to know about.
I think they're also supposed to be like doing a rotation.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's happening soon.
I have to leave eventually. So.
What? You have to leave? What is this?
Modern Japanese studies program.
Yes.
He's studying like Japanese anthropology, like Japanese study, everything about Japan. He has found anything interesting about Japan.
That's why I'm here.
What's interesting about your field, Japanese study?
So in my program, I get to learn about a lot of different things about Japan. But right now, I'm really interested in about tourism. For example, do you guys know Niseko? And Kucha Girafu. Right, so I'm doing a little bit of field work there, so I'm talking to people and seeing what's so special about tourism there. So for example, there's a lot of Australians who like to go to Girafu to ski in the winter, right? But there's also people who like to go rafting in the summer at Girafu as well. And so I think it's very interesting, especially in Japan, in a lot of different parts of Japan. Aside from the very big cities, you know, in the countryside where there's not a lot of people, there's a decrease in the amount of people, right? People are going to places like Tokyo and things like that. And to kind of make people want to come to these kind of small towns like Niseko and things like that, different towns are using different ways, like tourism, to get people to go. So, for example, Niseko has skiing and rafting, so a lot of people go to Niseko. So now Niseko area, Kuchan, is a very nice town to go to. There's more people, and it's more money. Right? I think that's very, very interesting. Yeah.
Oh.
How many students are there in Hokkaido University now?
I don't know. Overall students, I don't know. I think
in your program?
In my program. Less than 30 people. In a very small pool. Yeah.
Do you guys all start at the same time?
There's two classes right now.
Oh, okay.
So, classes 2019-2020.
Okay.
So, probably Hokkaido Universal Festival held.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you do?
Okay. So, I've been at Hokkaido for 2 years now. In my first year, I was actually part of the Hokkaido Sai Jiko Inkai.
Yeah.
And so I helped organize the festival.
Oh.
So that was fun, yeah, I guess. It's very, very tiring. When I was a first year, with my classmates, we sold ice cream.
Oh.
But not just normal ice cream that people can make. So we give them the ingredients and people shake. And they can make ice cream themselves. So yeah,
that sounds so
it was terrible. It was very very cold, and it rained a lot. So no one bought any ice cream.
Just kidding.
Yeah. This year I didn't do as much work, but this year I helped in the IFF International Food Festival, and I helped the Arabia booth making what it was called.
Churros?
No, not churros.
Oh, sorry.
What is that called? Kebab.
Oh.
Kebab.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Almost 3 years we have Mongolian tent. So all Mongolian students and the Mongolian people in Sapporo help for the tent. As a volunteer, so I worked 2 days in the tent. I was cooking Mongolian food and selling food. Yeah.
I just walked around and ate food. I also watched some of the dance groups, but that was about it.
What was your favorite food?
I don't remember what it's called, but it was like a little like fish-shaped sweet.
Taiyaki?
I think so.
Oh, taiyaki.
Yeah. So good.
I think my recommendation is, I think every year the Kyoto Fujinkai, the people of the Kyoto, the Kyoto People's Association, or Students Association, they always get together and make a matcha parfait.
Oh,
it's very good.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. I make sure to eat it every single year.
Do you like matcha?
Yeah, I love matcha.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Do you like matcha?
The few things that I've tried that are like matcha flavor, they're okay.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but I don't hate it.
Why did you decide to go to Hokkaido?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I think it's a little difficult for me to explain, but in high school, I studied a lot about Japanese culture, and I learned about Japan, and I also wanted to learn Japanese, and so Hokkaido's program allows me to study both Japanese culture and the language Japanese, so that's why I decided to come here to Hokkaido, and also I think I like Hokkaido a lot. I like a lot of outdoor activities. So I like to go, you know, biking, cycling, or rock climbing, and camping, and things like that. So I think
like your hand gestures.
Hokkaido.
Rock climbing, yeah. Camping.
Hokkaido is the best place, I think, for that. And also, I don't like humidity, like 湿度. So I think for me, it's best to be in Hokkaido for the summer as well.
How about you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, the other places are hot, so I don't like hot places in summer. Yeah, and also I want to enter in autumn. And other schools like Nagoya and other graduate school, there wasn't entrance exam in October, so only Hokodai had exam for the entrance October. So I can Hokodai.
So definitely one of the reasons why I came was because of the weather. I come from Oregon, and we really don't get a lot of like hot, humid weather like it would in Tokyo. So that's kind of not a choice. So like no. Also, for my university, they had a select number of Japanese universities I could go to, and Hokkaido University kind of suited me best, and it didn't cost me a fortune to go.
Are you from Portland?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So Portland and Sapporo are sister cities. So there's a lot of connections between the two cities. Yeah.
Plus, I don't think I would survive long in Tokyo, like in a giant like metropolis like that.
Big city, lots of people.
Yeah, I think I just kind of get overwhelmed.
Sorry, I'm leaving 5:30.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, in the middle. Nice to talk to you. Okay. Please continue.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you for
No, not yet. A lot of my friends keep talking about beer garden.
Yeah, so there's a festival like Mühen and Odori, so it's Munich in Odori, because Munich is also a sister city to Sapporo. That's why there's also a lot of beer festivals here. So.
I thought Japanese people just really love beer, so they're like, beer festival. So, I had no idea.
Did you go festival in Sapporo this year?
Not yet this year. Kind of a little busy. But last year, I was able to go once. So. I had a friend who worked at the festival, a part-time baito. And so I was able to get beer for free.
Really?
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, so I've been to a couple of them. So obviously, like Hokudai Sai, I went to the Yosokoi Festival. So fun. One of my friends was actually participating, so I went to like cheer her on. I feel like there's a lot of other festivals I've gone to. There's like a festival every week.
Lilac Festival.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
How was your
support? It was fine. It was so cool to watch. And I was like getting like all excited from watching. I was like, yeah, I want to dance, but I don't think I would do well. So I don't think I would last long in the circle.
Yeah, it looks tiring. I think during the Yosakoi Matsuri time, one team would perform more than 10 to 20 times.
I think so.
Yeah. So from morning to evening, and there's also parade and things like that. I have a friend who's in the N team at Hokudai, Marae.
Yeah.
And so I also went to go cheer her on, and N is very famous for the fimboshi for the guys to take off their clothes.
Oh my gosh.
And it was my first time seeing that.
Yes.
like I've seen it on like YouTube and things like that, but like, right, you know, Nama, yeah.
My friend, she's one of the international students part of it. She's like, yeah, like they're famous for like stripping, and I'm like, okay, and I had no idea. Like, I guess, yeah, like how intense. I was like, okay, okay. Do you guys do sports in high school or anything? Or do you guys just do the English club?
We belong to only English club. But when I was a junior high school student, I was a member of soccer club.
Oh, really?
I was a member of basketball club. Yeah, I like basketball very much. How about you?
When I was junior high school, I was in student council. Yes.
I don't belong to club.
Did you belong to any club?
So right now I'm part of an international student organization called SEAL, and we organize events for both international students and Japanese students. And it's from not just Hokudai, but other universities around in Sapporo, so like Tenshidai Gaku, Fujoshidai Gaku, or Hosei Daigaku. There's a lot of different universities. They have different Japanese students. In high school, I was in, let's see, the video game club. Yeah, okay, in America, the clubs, we only meet about once a week. I was in the video game club, history club. I was the president of rock climbing club and bike club. I was also in the Japanese National Honor Society, so it's about Japanese culture and things like that. Yeah, so my grades weren't very good. Right, it's all clubs.
It's like the high school experience, so, like, yeah. When I was in high school, I did cross country and track and field.
Oh. I don't
like running. No, it's fun.
Cycling.
No. So I did that, and then I was also part of like the National Art Society, and then I also had a part-time job when I was in high school, and then now in college I'm part of like engineering clubs because it's really good for your resume.
Marching band in high school for 4 years.
Yeah.
So we competed and went to different schools around the area, and it's not like parade where you just go like this. So we had a big field and we kind of do different formations and things like that.
It's really intense.
And I played the saxophone. Saxophone. And I played the biggest one, baritone saxophone. It's like this big.
I get totally see that.
So fun. Yeah.
Switch?
Okay. I actually have to go. So.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little tight on time, so I have to go. It was a pleasure talking with you all. So.
Yeah.
Good luck. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Feel free to come back anytime.
All right, I think they're ready to switch. So.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you
talking.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are tired. Can we sit? Yeah, let's see.
Everyone's
yeah, ask them about how are you,
Cam.
Yeah,
they're interested in how
I am. They are interested in it. They will go there next year, okay, at the same bar.
Hello.
Hi.
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 I'm Pearl. I'm from Canada.
Canada.
We are international high school students.
Yeah. Okay. This interview might be broadcast on a local radio. Yeah. Is there any information you don't want to be broadcasted, such as your name, nationality, the name of your college, major, some?
Nope. Okay, no problem. No problem. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, what country are you from?
Taiwan. Mainland of China.
Do you like Sapporo?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, they have the same
question. Yeah, they're almost the same question. Almost the same question.
Do you all have the same question?
No.
Do you share the sheet?
No, not really. Yeah. Don't say that. Yes.
No, I'm really asking.
Okay.
Why are you interested in Japan?
Of course, that's why we came here, and yeah, enjoy a lot.
Because Japanese people are friendly.
Friendly.
Very, very friendly. Oh, and I've been here for traveling only, so I think it will be really fun to have, because working, traveling, and being a student is really different. So I wanted to instead not just, I can't work now. I don't want to be a graduate student. I want to go to graduate school. So the only way that I can be a student in Japan is to be an exchange student. So that's why I'm here.
What's the question?
The question is, why are you interested in
this? Okay, interesting. So
sorry,
why are you
sorry,
here?
I,
yeah, okay, it's okay.
I wanted to study.
Do you have hold the mat for all the time?
When you're living in each country, how imagination did you have about Japan?
Before we came to Japan, what kind of imagination do we have?
Yeah.
I really like how you can find.
Before I came here, my Japanese was not so good. So maybe the first thing we are worrying about is language. Yeah, how can we communicate with others? How can we join the class? Yeah. It's hard. And we need to rent house by ourselves and live by ourselves, so it's a really different life.
For me, the imagination is because in Taiwan I usually watch dramas and things, and then in the dramas people who are not students, so they're either in their uniform or they're in their suits. So I thought when I came to Japan everyone will wear a suit. But actually not.
But only high school, I think. Not college, not university.
So university, people look they're normal. Instead of all in suits, they're normal.
But I think that's very good one that you have. Yeah, very, how to say, kakoi uniforms. Than ours. Yeah, our uniform, sports suits like that. Yeah, everyone is in that kind of, I'll say, it's really different style. You're lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah, to have this kind of kakoi uniform.
Thank you.
Do you have some troubles about different cultures between Japanese and your country?
Yeah, at the first time, when I joined some Japanese class, I found the students,
Tsumetai.
Oh, really? Oh, a little bit. No, they appearance tsumetai, but actually, when we, after class, when we talked with each other, I will find them very friendly. And after that, I asked some of my Japanese friends, why in the class everyone looks so tsumetai? They said, maybe people are just shy. Like that, but like us, we will not be tsumetai at all, right? Yeah.
Always like, yay!
Yeah, the first time I came here, I found that. But yeah, when I make friends with many Japanese, I saw everyone are actually very friendly. Yeah, so that's good.
So, who is the most famous Japanese person in your country?
Most famous?
Yeah.
But I think she's popular when I was in primary school.
Ah, Otsuka, I know.
Nishino Kana.
Okay.
And now maybe Arashi Toka.
Arashi.
Famous.
Thank you.
Very famous, right? Yeah.
Do you like Janice? Arashi or
Janice?
Arashi, okay. Arashi is okay.
Arashi is funny. So Arashi is okay.
Okano wa.
I'm fine. I'm because Janice, they are too beautiful. Too, how to say? Janice K.
Oh, Janice K. K. Like style, Janice style.
Yeah, they are too beautiful and too elegant that when you like. When you touch them, they will break. I don't know. It's just they are too
handsome.
Too handsome. Not real.
Yeah. They are just born to be looked at.
Yeah. Born to be celebrities.
Yeah. Okay.
How long have you been in Japan?
3.5 months. From last September, almost 1 year. Yeah,
from this year.
Because I'm too little to count.
Have you been to Beer Garden?
When will it start? Today? No, this week? Oh. It already end?
Already end? Maybe. No,
not from. Before, in the winter, I was looking forward to the beer garden, but maybe recently too busy, so I don't have time to go to Odori. So maybe it's already finished.
Maybe yes.
But there is a summer festival recently in Odori Park, maybe.
There will be a Hanabi Daikai, right? Hanabi Daikai.
This weekend.
Yeah,
in Odori.
But we have to buy tickets. This one. But later, they said in the end of this month, there will be one in Nakajima Koen, and it's free. It must be very crowded.
Have you been to Mühlheim Festival? Mühlheim Festival.
What is that?
Mühlheim is sister city in Sapporo. Mühlheim.
Last December. You mean last December? It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
Munihei. Oh, she was not here. I have been there. Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
No, very short. Yeah.
You're really good at English.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very kind people. Great one in high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to have soulmate, right? For next Monday, 26th? 26th. So
many.
Yeah.
Oh, you will also come?
Yes, I will.
Yeah. See you on that day.
It's Tuesday, right? Every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. Why Tuesday? Yeah. At what time?
I think it's from
11:30.
There is a pope. What time is it?
Be careful of your cell phone.
From 12 to 1.
Eh? Okay, then that will be fine. Very excited to catch Somin.
Somin.
But I think there will be too many people, so you can't
No, even I'll one. Be the first one. I'll be the first one.
It's I will hard rush. To push people away.
Don't say that.
Did you like Snowman?
I never.
It's
I saw it on Atashinji in the cartoon.
Yeah.
He's catching the phone and he gets angry. So I really wanted to try it.
But maybe it's not about the taste, but
like for fun.
Yeah, it's the action. Yeah, it's fun to play. Like
it's like a game.
Yeah, but the taste is just like normal. Man, normal noodle.
Is it like special or it's just man?
It's just fun.
Is it normal? Is it any special with the somen or it's just man?
普通の味ですか?
Oh, somen.
Somen は麺は普通の麺。でもこの焼き焼き方は面白い。
Ah, yeah.
Very difficult to catch the salmon.
Yeah.
So are you good at it? Are you good at catching it?
Did you successfully catch it before?
But I think people will not do it at home, right? Just if you have some event or activity, you will do this. What about the yet?
But I saw the somen something machine in Eon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little cute little one like this.
Yeah. Also, if you
want to, you can
do it
like yourself. Just like this.
Yeah.
もう大体、一回集合写真これ辺に割ってやって、パチッと。
あ、はい。
お願いします。